Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
Welcome, everyone, all listeners, kids, and parents, this and teachers as well. You're joining the Kids for Love Project radio show. We have an excellent show for you today and a wonderful co-host coming up. And I just want to let everyone know that I'm Deborah Beauvais, founder, owner of the Kids for Love Project, the radio show, Love by Intuition, as well as the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And this is a live Dream Vision 7 broadcast right here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. And you can hear the show, the kids show, every first Sunday here at 6 p.m. And you can also hear the kids show and many others, but the kids show is on our own syndicated station, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. It's heard every Wednesday, 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And this show that you're listening to now will be heard on Saturday as well, 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Well, I have the most amazing co-host today, 8-year-old Haley Richmond. She is actually someone who has created a kid caregiver blog, and she's also assistant director to Puzzles to Remember. And we're going to talk with her and find out all that she is about to inspire all the kids out there. And she just came back from her piano recital. So here she is. Welcome, Haley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell the listeners about how you got started, you know, with your grandmother and how you became inspired.
Okay. So when I was 4 years old, my grandma developed Alzheimer's disease, and I looked up ways with my mom to figure out how it can be helped because there was no cure. So I went onto this website, Puzzles to Remember, created by Max Vox. And I saw that it said that puzzles could help people with Alzheimer's disease. So I went to my grandma, and I gave puzzles out to the assisted livings at her place and the nursing home. And I got them really inspired, so I thought maybe I can make my own website that can help people. So I decided to do that, and that's when I created Kid Caregivers to help people with disabilities, and it tells them how to care for their loved ones who have, like, disabilities. And I post new things, and it's good that I'm doing this because other kids are getting inspired and that they are not alone and there are other people out there.
Very good. Very good. And when anyone goes on your blog, there's some amazing pictures there with you and other kids that have volunteered and helped you. And you can see the residents all smiling. And
yeah.
let's give out that. It's kidcaregivers.com, just as it sounds, all one word, kidcaregivers.com. So you found that the puzzles, they enjoy them, and it keeps their minds healthy, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So now what are some of the other tips that are on your blog that would help other kids? Can you think of something right now?
Yes. Well, I wrote on my blog that you have to go into their world. Like, if they say something, you should go along with it. And you shouldn't really talk about things with their memory. You should say, like, maybe, how are you doing? And what I do with my grandma, there's lot, is I play with her, and it helps their brain, not even if you're not doing puzzles, if you're playing a game with her or she's reading to you, it's still helping their mind.
Absolutely. Do you know how wise you are? Wow. To find those things out at your young age, Haley. And you know what? You probably fill her whole life up with love because you are playing with her and having fun. So I thank you for all the good work you're doing.
You're welcome.
Yes. And so if you can do things like this, you at 8 years old, there's other kids out there that can do other things that might, you know, help other people. So do you have some other kids that volunteer? How do they, you know, do you teach them or they just come and play with the puzzles? And
so what I do is I have lots of friends in my building, so I knock on their door and I say, do you want to come with my grandma? And I like it because my friends do really like to be with my grandma, so they say sure. So we go to my grandma and I say, let's do a puzzle. So what we do is we take pictures of the puzzle, and kids are really getting inspired because they see that they can make a difference, and it makes the seniors happy, and they like making people happy, and it makes them happy. And in school, sometimes with my school friends, I still go there. And a few times I put boxes downstairs and it says donate a puzzle. And I'm still doing that. And I collect puzzles and then I distribute them to people in need of them. Specifically, I do it at my grandma's nursing home. And I will be going to other nursing homes so all the people can have joy.
Beautiful. So you're doing puzzles in New York right now, right?
Yes.
Now, if someone wanted to donate some puzzles, I noticed that there's an email here. It's puzzles2remember@gmail.com. So all they would need to do is to send that email, Haley, and
yes,
ask where they can mail them or drop them off.
Yeah.
Or they can go to
okay.
They can go to the website puzzles2remember.org.
Very good.
And read about it.
Yes, and a little bit about Max. He started this nonprofit organization back in 2008 when he was younger, Max Wallach, and he found that there was a common effect of puzzles with and other benefits for people with Alzheimer's disease. And he graduated from BU, Boston University, and he's now at Harvard as a medical school student.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are the assistant director.
Yes.
So you're really helped. So what are some of the things you have to do as an assistant director, Haley?
Well, as an assistant director, I usually I get puzzles and then I distribute them and I take pictures and I give it to him so he can put it on his website, and I teach other kids about how to care, and then they can maybe even go home and give some of my friends puzzles so they can do it to other people, other nursing homes.
Yes. And that could spread throughout the whole country and even into other countries as you keep going.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm actually
going
to bring my class to the nursing home maybe one day, and maybe they can all do puzzles.
Absolutely. And I think on the Puzzles to Remember website, it states that there's been over 100,000 puzzles donated to different nursing homes. That
yes.
is phenomenal. Yeah, wow. So what are you thinking about, like, when you get older? Are you going to continue to do this? And do you have other ideas or goals that you'd like to do?
Yes. I plan, when I'm old enough to learn how to drive, I can drive to other communities with other nursing homes. And I plan someday to invent a memory walker alert, because when I was younger, my grandma fell constantly from her walker because she would not use it. So I would be attached to her foot in the walker, and if grandma wasn't using the walker and the chip on her foot went off, it would say, "You are not using your walker," and it would be a device. I hope to one day put it on the episode Shark Tank, and maybe they can help me make it a big business, and I can actually have people get it.
Well, wow. You are incredible, Haley. So you've been thinking about something to invent like that? Wow. That is incredible. Wow. So you've got all kinds of ideas for the future and all around caregiving for the elderly. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Yes. So if you may, why don't you give the phone for a few minutes to your mom, who's Emma, because I'd like to have the listeners hear from her as well, and then we'll have you come back.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi, Emma. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
She is amazing. I mean, to actually think beyond what she's doing now. How, you know, what happened? Or did you, when she was little, were you instilling within her to make a difference in the world?
Yes, I was instilling making a difference from the day she was born. I was always involved in philanthropy work because, actually, my father had dementia as well. So unfortunately, I was lightning struck twice. Mm-hmm. And she was always coming with me, even as a baby, to visit my dad. And I located Max Wallach, and he really inspired me tremendously. And I realized the only way to deal with what I was going through is to give back and to help others, because that helps you when you're extending yourself and realizing that you can make a difference. It makes your own life brighter, and it cheers you up. And we started bringing puzzles, even though she was way too young at that point, to my father's facility. He was at the Veterans Home in St. Albans, New York. And as Haley got older, we started working on puzzles when she was only 4 years old with my mom at her assisted living facility. And she really enjoyed helping people. She's always had an interest in others. When she was 2 years old, if somebody would drop something, she would run and pick it up and give it to them. And she's very empathetic. And it's very important as her parent that I do things to channel her needs, which are giving back.
Well, you're doing a beautiful job of that, and you can tell that, well, what we find is when you tune into helping and serving others, there's a lot of creativity that comes about with that, and I can see that's exactly what happened with Haley with the idea about the monitor on the walkers. I mean, to be thinking about something like that at her age is just purely incredible.
So. Well, you know, I feel, unfortunately, through a lot of hardships, it really sparks creativity. And the memory walker alert came from my mother, who fell and broke her hip and had to have steel plates put in to repair it. It was very traumatic for Haley. And she decided she wanted to do something to prevent this from happening again to my mother and to help other people. And she actually drew some sketches and was trying to work on a prototype. So she takes hardships and things that are traumatic and tries to turn it around and make something positive from it.
Yes. Beautiful.
And that's the way I was raised, actually. So we're passing it on from generation to generation.
Yes, and all positive wonder that you're passing on. So I thank you for that, because what, you know, we really need everyone to step up and do something to make the world a safer, better world for our children and their children.
And, you know, I feel that children have this natural desire to be helpful and to do something, because lots of Haley's friends are very excited to be involved in being paired up with seniors. And it's just, unfortunately, it's not as commonplace as it should be for children to be involved in philanthropic efforts. But once you expose kids to these different opportunities, they love it, and they're very happy to be involved.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, absolutely. So if we can get Haley back on to talk with her in a few minutes, for a few minutes, and then we'll be going for our first break.
Okay.
So, Haley, I wanted to ask you, thank you, Emma, and you can certainly come back on, too, as we go, depending on your time element. But, Haley, now for the puzzles, for those that want to donate them, what's the age, you know, when you buy the puzzles, there's an age on the box for the elderly that have memory issues, what would be the age that a person would buy as far as?
If I may just chime in very briefly,
sure.
Ms. Deborah, there's a company on Max Wallach's website, Puzzles to Remember, that mentions the Springbok Puzzle Company. They've actually developed puzzles specifically for Alzheimer's patients, because one of the issues with puzzles, Max has found, is the easier to solve puzzles that have just a few pieces have very sophomoric and childish scenes like Mickey Mouse, etc. And he felt, and Springbok also agreed, that there should be more tranquil scenes, maybe a train station, maybe a sunset, things that are more adult-like, but with very simple puzzle pieces. And the puzzle pieces on Springbok puzzles have only 36 pieces. So it's not too much of a difficulty level, but it has more adult-like themes. Now I'm going to put Haley.
Well, thank you for explaining that. So now if someone wanted to, you know, so really what the best thing would be is for someone, for the listeners, to go on the website and purchase puzzles through this company. Is that how it would work?
You know what? If they could write to puzzlestoremember.org for suggestions and also to reach out to Springbok Puzzles. And
yes.
Haley wants to add something as well.
And you can go to Springbok Puzzles, and I'll probably list buying puzzles for Alzheimer's. I also plan to put on my website, maybe you can purchase puzzles. This way they can get it off my website, too.
Okay, so they could go either on puzzlestoremember.org.
Yes.
And purchase puzzles?
I don't believe at this time Max is selling the puzzles, but for more information about that company.
Okay.
And also, puzzles that have more pieces could be used. You know, we'll take donations of puzzles that could be a little more complex, because they could be given for regular seniors who don't have any cognitive issues as a source of entertainment and activity.
That's a great idea. And so you would also take donations of monies, right? Different denominations, some kids out there that, you know, there are a lot of kids that get paid for helping around the house. It could be $5, it could be $10, or parents could donate monies, and then you could go and get more puzzles on your end, correct?
Well, yes, Max Wallach's website, Puzzles to Remember, is a 501c3 charitable organization, and donations could be made directly to that organization. And also, children could set up their own collection boxes at their post office, in the library, if they live in a building, in the lobby of their apartment building, and they could collect puzzles and then distribute them themselves.
Very good. I see. So So that's so inspiring other kids to have a special box placed, even at a local pizza place with a sign on it, and those puzzles could then be distributed, as you're saying, to their own area nursing homes.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Assisted living and all of that. And I love the idea that your mom has given, because those that do not have, you know, those that don't have cognitive issues, they, a lot of times they spend hours with nothing to do. And doing a puzzle, I love to do puzzles. They're fun and exciting, and there's always an adventure in each one.
Yes.
Yes. So we're coming up on a break, Haley and Emma, and I want to thank you for sharing so far. And everyone out there, I'm going to give kidcaregivers.com is Haley's own blog, and there you can, kids can ask questions and share their feelings. Haley has plenty of ideas for you. And then the other is puzzles2remember.org.
Yes.
And then if anyone coming, when we come back from the break, anyone that would like to call in and ask a question, either to Haley or myself, Joe is in the house. And our numbers here at 1510 AM is 617-237-1234. Or 866-338-9663. And one more time, 617-237-1234. Or 866-338-9663. We welcome your calls. All right, ladies, I am going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for maximum success. The Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
Life.
Life's winding path reveals many truths. Join us every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Healing Journeys with Michael Kovarik, where we explore how in the midst of uncertainty, we can find inner peace and guidance. The healing energy we receive from those who cross our paths, the mystical realms of alternative therapies, and the power to heal that lies within each of us.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life. Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
And we are back, and you're listening to the Kids for Love Project radio show, which is also a project at the elementary level schools, teaching kids all about self-love, energies, all about how to give to others. And so that's what happened. The show came from the project, and my main objective is to elevate the kids that are doing good for others, because they're teaching other kids as well as us adults how to give, and just fills you up with love. And it changes the whole world. It really does. There's an energy to all of this, and people can feel that love and want to, you know, pick up the torch, as one said, and run with it. So one of the things that I wanted to mention about Dream Vision 7 that fits perfectly in with the kids is we have our own kids blog, and you can go on Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com, and you'll see Kids Blog right where the Kids for Love Project radio show is. This is a blog where we ask a question, and kids from all over the world can send us an answer to our question. And right now, the question is, how can we bring peace to the world? That's our latest question. And for the moms out there or the dads, you would email me, which is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, at Dream Visions, all one word again, with an S at the end, the number 7, radio.com. We post the child's first name and the state or country that they're from. So, Haley, you could get your friends all involved to have their own answer to that question, and would post it right up there, and it stays right on the blog.
Yes.
Yes. So how can we bring peace to the world? So now getting back to what you do, you have a Facebook page, and it's Kid Caregivers, two different words, and you post some of your blog as well as adults and children. And I always say adults because, as mentioned, I have grandchildren, and yet they're not allowed, and I honor that, of course. I love that, that they're not able to go on Facebook yet. And so an adult can go right on your page, Kid Caregivers on Facebook, and
yes,
write a question for their child. It might be they're wondering what they can do. Maybe there's a problem, but you're happy to answer.
Yes.
Yes. Now, what are some of the problems that have come up, and you have a technique or something to help?
Yes, I have a technique that is on repeating things. If somebody doesn't understand what you should repeat them. And then if they keep asking it to you, you should change the subject to something like, I love you, or let's take a walk, and something else.
Yes, and I know exactly what you're talking about, because my mother-in-law has dementia, and she's 94. And yes, when you give her a hug or you change the subject, like you say, then they're in that different space, and it's all good.
Yes.
Yes. Now, do you have another idea, another tip?
Yes. If that doesn't work, changing the subject, you can always just, like, do something. Like, maybe you can, like, make a happy face, or you can hold their hands and twirl. And you can say, let's change the subject, maybe actually to them, so they will actually do it. And maybe
yes, that's very good advice. Yes, and they need direction, and that love is so important to, when your mom was on and talking about that you were a rock star when you go into the nursing home, I truly understand that, because you can see when they see a child, when an elder person sees a child, you can see the sparkle in their eyes. Have you noticed that?
Yes, and what I do is when they do that, I smile and I wave hi and I make conversation. Even if they have a disability and they can't speak up, I still will make conversation, because in my nursing home, there are a few people like that, and I still make conversation with them. And like, just like kind of what you do to, like, kids before they speak, you tell them, you talk to them, and maybe one day they will be able to talk.
Absolutely.
And I like to do with my friends, I actually did it recently with one of my friends from school, is I went and I threw a ball, and we each took turns, and we had two other residents there, and they were very happy, too.
Good. Wow. That's excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, are some of the residents able to go outside and then you can, do different things out there? I know most of them are in a wheelchair, but if they're at the table out there, they can do a puzzle or color, different things like that?
Yes. Yes. I know how to play tennis, and even if we're not playing the right way, Grandma and me like playing tennis, too. We hit the ball, and even though she's in the wheelchair, she can still do things. For example, we go in our hallway, and when we bring her home sometimes, and we kick a ball, and she does it better than me. I actually have some videos of that.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's super. So, and I want to go back to your tips, too, because a lot of the things that you're sharing can be for other ailments, like diabetes, or if someone is subjected to their wheelchair because they have a heart problem, and the kids that are helping them out, a lot of it can be done regardless of whether it is Alzheimer's or something else, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have other friends that have grandparents and they're trying to help their own grandmother and grandfather?
Yes. Well,
but not too many.
I do have a few friends who do have grandparents who probably have special needs. One of the things I don't do with my grandma, and some of my friends do it too, is my grandma has wrinkled skin, so I give her a spa day. I put hand lotion on her, and I do it like a professional spa, and I have 40 different colors of nail polish I bought at the store, so
Wow.
she can choose them.
Oh, that's so fun. That is so fun for you and fun for them. Yeah, so you do it. So you're giving them like a little spa time.
Yes, and other seniors, I do that too. I paint their nails, and they smile, and they like it. I'm actually going to be doing that probably soon again.
Yes. Yes, that's always fun, even for the boys. One of our uncles ended up having his nails done by one of the little ones, and he laughed and had so much fun.
Yes, and I also have scented oil for men.
Oh, you do?
Yes. And we wiped it on. And I have clear nail polish, so for the boys, I can put clear on them. So
yes. Now, what did you do? Make a whole kit up, like, so you just carry it all in?
Yes. And I brush their hair, and because I have professional hair things, I don't know how I got them. I just got them one day. And I cut their and when my grandma comes over, I cut her food, and I use a red plate because the red plate will help her see. Because when you get older, you probably can't see as well, so it helps her see. And what I think is really important, because when you do that to a loved one, what my grandma does is then she does it to me, and she was always a food pusher, so she gives. So sometimes when I don't want to eat my dinner, she'll feed it to me.
Uh huh. Well, that is really neat. And you know what about the plate being red? You are exactly right. It's the first color that a baby sees, and it's the best color as you become an elderly person. You can still see that red. So you're ahead of your time, Haley. And we need to take a break now, a last break. So everyone out there, don't go away. Stay with us, and please call in. Any kids out there, parents, teachers, 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. We'll be back in a moment.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Pressure is on. Can you feel it? Life as we've known it is no longer working. Why? We are awakening. The true core self is alive within us now and has a new life to live. What does this mean? How do we live from here? Join us live every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern as spiritual embodiment coach and trainer Ambujam Rose explains this mass awakening. Ambujam's direct approach teaches you how to navigate this new wild ride, educates you on how to strengthen your spiritual core, and takes your calls for personal spiritual core training. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
Tired of having more month than money? Maybe it's time to make a change. The Money Nerve Radio Show provides tools for you to manage your money and reduce your stress. Listen to The Money Nerve Radio Show with Bob Wheeler the fourth Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Visit themoneynerve.com to download smart financial tools. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
And we are back. You're listening to Kids for Love Project Radio Show. It is every second Sunday at 6 p.m. here at WMEX, 1510 a.m. And you can also hear it on our own syndicated radio station, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com. And we have at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. And the show that you're listening to will be heard this very Saturday, which is, I believe, the 16th. 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And the other thing I should mention is that we have apps, so you can take us with you on your phones, whether you're doing your Android or iPhones or iPads. So we are with my co-host is Haley Richmond. She's 8 years old. She's phenomenal. She's doing amazing things to help the elderly. And we were talking this on puzzlestoremember.org. Max Wallach has actually written a children's book for about the elderly, and it's called, Haley?
Why did Grandma put her underwear in the refrigerator?
Isn't that neat? And so there's actually a YouTube where you're reading the book.
Yes.
And all someone has to do is Google why Grandma put her underwear in the
refrigerator. Yes. Other kids also have read the book, too, out loud. And it teaches about dementia. And you have a story that goes along with a girl named Julie, and she talks about how her grandma developed Alzheimer's disease. She talks to her parents about how she can help her grandmother, and they do puzzles sometimes, and she cuts the meat in the red plate like I do, and it talks about how she's helping her grandmother and how one day she dreams of becoming somebody who can cure Alzheimer's disease.
Wow. That is incredible. Wow. So now we can go and listen to that YouTube, and you also are reaching out to elderly people that are nonverbal.
Yes. I touch their hands, and even if they can't speak, I could still show them puzzle pieces and kind of do, and I can take their hand, and I can pick their hand, and I can put puzzles into their hand, and then I can place them down. So they can, even though if they might not hear, they might be blind, they can still do something.
Yes, and you know what? We were talking about that. You're bringing dignity to everyone because a lot of times they're forgotten, and you're giving them touch. Because do you know that the number one thing to have someone thrive is the touch? So when you're, you know, lotion with their hands or rubbing their hands or arms, you're helping them thrive. Sure, they need food, but the bottom line is that touch is irreplaceable.
Yes.
So you need to receive an award, Haley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're going to be writing a book. Tell the listeners about that.
Well, the book is going to be called Kids Caregivers and What They Do. And what I'm going to explain about it is I'm going to explain about how you can help and how helping makes a difference and the tips of it and how it might be better than getting a present because you're actually helping somebody and you're seeing the joy of helping and making a difference. Instead of getting things, you're doing things. In fact, for my birthday, instead of getting presents, because I'm so privileged, I'm having a wonderful birthday, I'm also going to Disney World, I decided to give back to this website called PJ Library, and it's proven.
Pajama time.
And it's proven to show that every kid needs a book and pajamas to go to sleep. So I asked all my friends to bring either a book or pajamas.
Very nice. So you're going to Disney World, but you're giving back in this way. Could you tell us the website again? It's Pajama Time?
Yes, pajamatime.org.
Okay.
And it's also a 501c3 charitable organization, and they distribute new pajamas and new books to children living in homeless shelters. Because every child deserves to have a special book and their own new pair of pajamas to sleep in.
Absolutely.
They deserve special bedtime.
Wow.
And Haley said, in lieu of presents, she's getting a collection and donating it to that organization.
Very good. So in those last minutes that we have, I'd like to ask, how has it changed your, well, let me ask you, Emma, excuse me, having a child that is doing so much at a young age and has more creativity coming, how has it changed your life there?
Dramatically. I mean, she's such a blessing, and truthfully, I don't know where I would be without all of her wonderful ideas and her encouragement. You know, the saying, to those much has been given, much is expected. And Haley understands that motto. It doesn't have to be explained to her. She just has this intuitive sense about it. And together we think similarly, and it's just a wonderful journey. And her father is sitting right here, and he's also a very big asset to the family and has been involved in the movement, too.
Very good. I mean, that's the way to go when everyone is, you know, doing it as a family, and you're living from that place as well. You know, it's really key to teach our children how to give, how to come from kindness, how to love, not to judge, all those types of things. And you've done, obviously, you've done a beautiful thing there with Haley.
Thank you.
Haley, how has it changed your life by doing all these things for the grandmothers and grandfathers?
It's changed my life because more people are having happiness. And I think that if every child in the world comes together, that we can make a difference. And it's changing my life because doing the puzzles is helping everybody. And I think helping is the most important thing that you can do if you're privileged. And it's helping my life because what makes me happy and what makes me feel good is helping people. And tonight I think I'm going to start writing my book.
Yes, you have a lot of energy and a lot of creativity. I love it. And you're tuned into that, which is so inspiring. So let's go over some of the things. First of all, your blog is kidcaregivers.com.
Yeah.
And they can go on your Facebook page, which is Kid, one word, Caregivers, second word, and contact you there. They can go on your blog and leave a comment, or an adult could leave a comment or a question for the child.
Yes.
And then they can also go on YouTube and put in why Grandma put her underwear in the refrigerator and watch some YouTubes. They can go to puzzles2remember.org and learn about the special types of puzzles that are made for those with dementia and Alzheimer's. And then, finally, they can... they can actually start their own box, whether they want to leave it in school or in the family area, where you, if you've got a whole lot of family coming for a holiday, that's a perfect thing. Or, you know, at the school or anywhere, they can ask for puzzles and start donating the puzzles to their own community where the nursing homes or assisted living are.
Yes.
Correct? Did I cover everything?
What? Please repeat, and I didn't get that.
Did I cover everything, or is there something else you would like to add?
Yes, you covered everything.
Okay, good. And we're going to, oh, and I should mention they can go on pajamatime.org and look at that site to see what it, you're going to be donating pajamas and books to them. And I'm just, and then we're going to, we'll follow you, Haley, as the time goes by. And I love the idea of your memory alert for walkers. That is just phenomenal.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show.
You're welcome, and it's going to be heard over and over again, and it'll be archived on our site and iTunes, so it, a lot of people will hear about you and what you're doing and want to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I want to take this time now and thank you for your mom and you coming on the show. You just came back from your piano recital. Hey, I have a question for you. Have you had the opportunity to play your piano at any of the nursing homes or assisted living?
Yes. When my grandma was at HVI, there was a big grand piano, and I used to practice actually there. And my great-grandmother... She has a piano there at her living, and I used to play with her. She.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is super. Well, you are just something else. You are, Haley. You're so special. And I want to take this time now. We've come to the end of the show. And thank you so much for coming on. You've brightened my day, and I know you've brightened thousands and thousands of others.
Yes.
Yes. So we'll have you back later on and see how you're doing with that book, or once the book is completed, we'll have you back on the show.
Okay.
And you can promote that book.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much. And until the next time, everyone out there, do something for someone else, and it will fill you up with love, inspire all the kids around you, and then allow those kids to inspire the next ones coming up. So until the next time, everyone, bye for now.
The ones we've been. Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.